Leviticus chapter 19, the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, "Speak to the whole Israelite community and say to them, 'You shall be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. You shall each revere his mother and his father, and keep my Sabbaths. I am the Lord, am your God. Do not turn to idols or make molten gods for yourselves. I, the Lord, am your God. When you sacrifice an offering of well-being to the Lord, sacrifice it so that it may be accepted on your behalf. It shall be eaten on the third day you sacrifice it, or on the day following, but what is left by the third day must be consumed in fire. If it should be eaten on the third day, it is an offensive thing, it will not be acceptable. He who eats it shall bear his guilt, for he has profaned what is sacred to the Lord. That person shall be cut off from his kin. When you reap the harvest of your land, you shall not reap all the way to the edges of the field, or gather the gleanings of your harvest. You shall not pick your vineyard bare, or gather the fallen fruit of your vineyard. You shall leave them for the poor and the stranger. I, the Lord, am your God. You shall not steal. You shall not deal deceitfully or falsely with one another. You shall not swear falsely by my name, profaning the name of your God. I am the Lord. You shall not defraud your fellow. You shall not commit robbery. The wages of a laborer shall not remain with you until morning. You shall not insult the deaf, or place a stumbling block before the blind. You shall fear your God. I am the Lord. You shall not render an unfair decision. Do not favor the poor, or show deference to the rich. Judge your kinsmen fairly. Do not deal basely with your countrymen. Do not profit by the blood of your fellow. I am the Lord. You shall not hate your kinsfolk in your heart. Reprove your kinsmen, but incur no guilt because of them. You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against your countrymen. Love your fellow as yourself. I am the Lord. You shall observe my laws. You shall not let your cattle mate with a different kind. You shall not sow your field with two kinds of seed. You shall not put on cloth from a mixture of two kinds of material. If a man has carnal relations with a woman who is a slave and has been designated for another man but has not been redeemed or given her freedom, there shall be an indemnity. They shall not, however, be put to death, since she has not been freed. But he must bring to the entrance of the tent of the meeting, as his guilt offering to the Lord, a ram of guilt offering. With the ram of guilt offering, the priest shall make expiation for him before the Lord for the sin that he committed, and the sin that he committed will be forgiven him. When you enter the land and plant any tree for food, you shall regard its fruit as forbidden. 3 years it shall be forbidden for you, not to be eaten. In the fourth year, all its fruit shall be set aside for jubilation before the Lord, and only in the fifth year may you use its fruit, that its yield as you may be increased. I, the Lord, am your God.